Under the original House Bill 473, a gallon of gasoline would have gone up by 8 cents a gallon. Senator Duane Ankeny's successful amendment lowers that to 4.5 cents a gallon. The amendment would raise that gradually over time. The same for the tax on diesel fuel, which also would rise from an initial 1.5 cents a gallon. Ankeny says the money is needed to do a good job of fixing the road system.
As much as Montanans depend on their interstate system and their secondary system, and the counties we all depend on, or most of us, depend on many miles of gravel roads, I don't think we want to haywire them. I think we want to get ahead of the problem and fix them right.
Opponents argue the problem with government is its thirst for more money. Senator David Howard says government doesn't need more fuel taxes.
I know that in the last five sessions that I've been up here, that the Department of Transportation has not managed the funds well, if I wanted to be polite.
Howard says the most important part of this bill is that the department will have to undergo a performance audit and document on a website how it spends money. He was unsuccessful in trying to amend the bill, including the fuel tax increase provision, to sunset after 2 years. Senator John Sesso calls this bill a true compromise that's received bipartisan support and has emerged as a Goldilocks solution.
I would like to acknowledge the sponsor for his patience in dealing with everybody who thinks it's too high, too low, not the right number, not the right time, etc. I have observed a process that really demonstrates how a legislature is supposed to work in terms of finding the right solution on balance with the problem at hand and looking out in our future.
The bill passed the Senate Finance and Claims Committee on an 11-7 vote. House Bill 473 now goes to the full Senate for consideration. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.